Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. So this time around, it's from Emma. Emma wrote in on our Instagram. It was like a novel. I tried to chop most of it down, but she says, I'm smack in the middle of a moral dilemma. I've worked at the same company for nearly a decade. It's been good to me. Built friendships, grown my career, yada, yada. I thought I'd retire there. Recently, I got an offer from another company with better pay, better benefits, better future. Thinking it over for a few weeks, I decided to accept. Wouldn't we all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See you later, alligator. So I did the right thing. I went to the owner of the company and gave him my 2 weeks' notice, and he was shocked. Said he didn't want to lose me, then dropped a bomb. He offered me more money to stay and told me in confidence that they're planning to fire my current direct supervisor and they want me to take his job.
Oh, drama.
Oh, boy.
Here's the twist. That supervisor, he's not just my boss. He's actually a friend. We've worked side by side for years. We've had beers, laughed about office drama, supported each other, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm supposed to just pretend I don't know he's about to get blindsided.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do. If I stay, I'm essentially accepting a promotion that comes at his expense. If I leave, I can avoid the drama, but I still know what's coming, and I feel like a total coward walking away without warning him. So, Emma wants to know, do I tell him about what's going to happen? Or is that totally unethical since I was told in confidence? Would I be burning bridges? Or saving someone from a brutal surprise. Yada, yada, yada. I feel like no matter what I do, I lose a piece of myself. Help me out, JKJ. What would you guys do? What do your listeners think? Please use this for your show wants to know. And that's sincerely from Sweet Emma on our Instagram. So thank you, Emma, for writing. I see phone lines ringing already. If you guys want to sound off on this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the into the studios for Show Wants to Know. This one makes me feel icky, Katie. Makes me feel real icky.
Well, it's just hard because there are pros and cons to anything you pick, right? Any decision that they make, I mean, there could be consequences there. So, yeah, this is a sticky situation they find themselves in. I don't know what I'd do. I think I'd have to take some time to think about it.
I need to know, like, how much of a raise is she getting and how much, of a career boost is this for her? I mean, obviously, it's a boost.
Well, and honestly, like, the fact that you know about somebody being terminated, I've been in that position, and it is uncomfortable knowing that someone's going to get fired. But if you let them know, that could mess with your employment. Now, I know in this situation, they're on their way out almost, but, you know, it's just there's so many moving parts to this.
There's a ton. So let's dissect this a little bit more. We're going to hop into a break. Phone lines are ringing right now, so hold on, everybody. But if you want to sound off for Show Wants to Know, what should Emma do? She knows her boss is getting fired. Should she tell him and take his job, or should she move on to another company? What would you guys do? Hi, Joel.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. So what should Emma do?
Hey, so I guess my philosophy with business is I don't want to work to retire, but I want to do what I love till my end days. So whatever job will give her the most happiness, especially if they're comparable in pay, she should go with the one that's the most happiness or the less stress, whatever way she wants to look at it. And also, too, if they're willing to blindside her friend, just the same reason you don't want to date someone who cheats, you know, what's wrong keeping them from blindsiding her also, you know what I mean?
Ooh, that's a pretty solid point.
Really good point, Joel.
She can take that job and then they fire her down the road. But you know what? But she does say that she's been with this company for a decade. It's been good to me. I've built friendships, grown my career. Honestly, I thought I would retire there is her first line of the email. So she's obviously happy there.
Okay. Well, if she's happy and comfortable, cool. But also, too, how long was her friend there? If he's her supervisor, maybe he's been there a decade also.
Yeah, even longer.
You want to be there. Yeah, exactly. Maybe he's there for 1 year longer. Who knows, you know what I mean? Who knows what the road down the road is all I'm saying.
But we also don't know if the supervisor's any good. I mean, they could have it coming, you know? They could have it coming.
Oh, yeah. So what, I'm friends with coworkers that suck, too, you know?
So what's your vote for her? I'm going to make a little list here. You want her to stay? Do you want her to tell her boss and leave? What do you want her to do?
Honestly, if she likes both jobs the same, I'd switch scenery. You know what I mean?
Just
and then tell her friend. So she can keep that friendship. Tell her friend, and also she gets a change of scenery, new job, new, you know, all this stuff.
All right. I put you down for leave and tell.
And Joel. Maybe she can get her friend a job, too, at the new place.
There you go, Joel.
Take him along.
Good friend.
Yes. Joel, thank you for the call this morning, buddy. You have a great day.
You guys, too. Be well. Thanks.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks, Joel.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this Kelly. I know you.
Yep.
KJ.
What's up, Kelly?
What up, Kelly?
All right, buddy. I'm dying to know your opinion.
I'd say first and foremost, self-preservation comes into play. You got to take care of yourself before you take care of anybody else.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm with you. This aligns with my whole theory of you should never be friends with coworkers, because this is what happens. You get put in these positions and you're like, oh my God, my friendship is coming over my livelihood.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a good position to be in.
I think the biggest thing also is that boss should have never opened his pie hole, because loose lips sink ships.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just make that up? Yeah, but he wants her to stay. What else is he going to say? He's like, I'm going to offer you more money and your boss's job.
You know, being there a decade, I'll take the new opportunity, because if that boss is going to swindle that guy, that boss is going to swindle her too.
Yeah.
So are you telling her to leave, and then do you want her to tell her supervisor before she leaves?
I wouldn't tell anybody anything. Just say, hey, you know, got a better opportunity out there. Take it and take that ship until it, you know, until that one goes.
You're a big fan of boats.
Well, Kelly, I like the metaphor, though.
I mean, your metaphors too,
Kelly.
Yeah,
and I like your thinking ahead.
7 years in the Marine Corps, and I spent a year on two different Navy ships.
You do like boats, then.
You are all about boats. Maritime.
All about the
Kelly, I got to tell you, every time you call, you make me smile. You are a very good human, and thank you for your service. You're a kick-ass human.
All right, you guys are doing awesome.
Thanks, Kelly. Have
a
good day.
Thanks, Kelly.
What a good guy.
I know.
If you guys want to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. It's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, you. So quick recap. Emma is going to be leaving her company after a decade. Her owner, the owner of the company, said, no, don't go. We'll give you more money, and I'll give you your boss's job, but don't tell him that we're going to fire him. And now she's in this dilemma, like, should I leave and tell him? Should I leave without saying anything, or should I just stay and take the money? So what are you going to say, Sarah?
Well, I would evaluate my friendship with the supervisor, because one of my best friends, she's my ride and die, and I used to work with her. That's how we met, and I would do anything for her. So it depends on her friendship with the supervisor, and if they are that close and she's going to be in her life rest of her life, then I will tell this friend, because more money can come anywhere else. Money doesn't define your happiness.
So what are you saying? You want her to leave and take the new job and then tell her direct supervisor this is coming?
I will confide in my supervisor and say, hey, look, this is what's going on. I got this job opportunity, and current job is telling me they're going to let you go, and I'm going to take your job. What do you think?
That is kind of a nice thing. If you know you're going to be leaving anyway and you've got something lined up and it's no big deal, that you could probably tell your supervisor to get away with this.
Yeah.
Exactly. The supervisor might already on her way out, too.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's go together. Thanks for letting me know. I'd rather, you know, walk out on them than they fire me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. All right, Sarah, I've got your vote of leave and tell the supervisor. Thank you for sounding off.
Thank you.
Bye. We've got two open phone lines, 303-691-1649, if you want to voice your opinion for Show Wants to Know. Daniela.
Yes, I'm still here. I agree with all of them. So, but I think that you can have friends at work. My best friend, I work with her, and I just have a really strong moral compass. I just think that you can take the job. I think you line something else up and just find another job and then quit the job. I think that the employer put the person, Emma, in a really bad spot by doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're blindsiding the supervisor by firing
but a lot of times that happens anyway, right? You're going to be blindsided.
Oh, yeah. No, I think so. But I think that they put Emma in a really bad spot, especially if she's friends with this supervisor. And I think you just line something else up and find a better job, because I think there are lots of jobs out there. And I think you find a better job with better pay.
Well, she did. That's the thing. She does have another job. That's why she went in to tell the owner that she's leaving, because she got a better job with better pay. Mm-hmm. And that's when the owner was like, well, we don't want you to leave. I will give you better pay and give you your boss's job.
Yeah. And then I think she just leaves. And I think she just takes the other job. And then I think she just tells her friend, the supervisor, and I think she just leaves.
Okay. So that is three now for leaving and telling the supervisor that this is coming.
Yeah, because I really think you just don't do that to your friends, because she won't sleep at night. I think it's just a bad situation.
Yeah. All right. You feel bad about it, Sarah.
It will nag at you. I think it'll nag at you. I hate that she's in this position.
I know.
I really do.
I think she'll just feel bad about it.
Yeah. All right, Danielle, I have your vote. You have a great Tuesday.
You too. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. Like you, Katie, I have been in this position.
It's a hard one to be in.
It's very hard. Like, with, I've been on this show for going into 21 years, and there's been a rotating revolving door of numerous people. And, you know when people are going to be leaving. And one in particular, many, many years ago when I first started, I knew somebody was leaving, and he was such a mentor to me and such a good guy. And I knew it was coming, and I didn't say anything. And to this day, I still feel guilty that I didn't tell him. Just give him a heads up, like, hey, just a heads up.
You
might want to
start
looking.
Do you regret it, though, or do you think you did the best thing?
It's probably the best thing at the time. It's not my place. It's not my position.
Well,
but
you're still here.
It still nags at me that I knew and I liked this guy so darn much that I just didn't give him a heads up, because he had kids and stuff. And then it happened, and I felt really bad.
Yeah.
I know what it's like being in that position, but you've got to be, I don't know if professional's the word, but it's not your place.
Well, it's not, and you make a good point. You have to put yourself first when it comes to your livelihood, because this is your job, too.
And if I had told him, I probably wouldn't be here if somebody had found out.
Exactly.
It's so hard. Josie.
Hi.
Hey, you. What do you think about Emma's dilemma? Isn't it horrible?
Yes. But screw the corporation. She can take this position her current job is offering her and take it to the new job with leverage to get even more money. Tell her buddy. Maybe her boss is already on a performance improvement plan. Maybe he already knew it was coming. They can secretly work on resumes. Like, we all need to stick together against these huge corporations.
Yeah, these evil corporations.
Stick it to them.
Providing jobs and matching 401ks. They're the worst.
Well, no, but have you checked your 401k? Yeah.
Have you checked your 401k recently?
Exactly.
I did. I'm actually invested quite well. It's doing very well.
That's awesome for you.
I'm down $2,000 at least.
Are you?
You make such a good point,
Josie. Time to
move
some stuff around,
like,
Josie.
To us, to them, we are just numbers, you know? We may put our whole lives into companies and tout them every chance we get. Oh,
yeah, but you're also getting experience. They're also giving you a paycheck.
You are. But again, when it comes to down the road, you're going to be friends with this person, you know? So
or not. A lot of times when you leave a job, you never see those people ever again.
Sometimes you do.
Most of the time. Yeah.
Well, she could make more money.
She could. I like how you're using the leverage, though. But then she could go back to this new company, and they'll be like, nah, never mind, we're good.
Yeah.
And then she'll be screwed. Then what does she do?
We'll never know.
You never know.
I mean, it's all a risk, like your 401k.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly, Josie. That's good.
You're fun. Thanks for having some fun with us, Josie. You have a great day.
You too.
All right,
thanks. Bye.
I like her. She's
evil corporation.
You're saying if you left here, you wouldn't be friends with anyone?
Probably not.
Katie, he would never
talk
to us.
Yeah, I'll never talk to you again, Katie. I'll probably hang out with Josh, though.
Yay!
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Hey, you. Good morning. You're all chipper. So, what do you think about sweet Emma in this dilemma at work?
So, I would not tell him because it's going to cause drama in her personal relationship with him and then her professional relationship, because I don't think she should go on to the new job. I would take the current job because, for one, you're starting all over professionally, and that can be hard and devastating sometimes.
Well, Danny, that's what I was thinking. Because I was thinking your point, or to your point, should you just play dumb? And if you're, you know, if your friend gets fired, be like, oh my gosh, I totally didn't know this.
You have to play
because
dumb.
Because you, it's again, like Jeremy, like you said, it's not your place.
It's not.
Exactly. And it's professionally, it wouldn't be the best thing in her interest to do.
Because then all of a sudden, if she's later on asking for recommendations and the owner of this company knows, you know, then she will get a good recommendation for the past 10 years of her work. All because of this one little thing, this one little hiccup. So I'm sorry, what is your vote then? You want her to move on and just kind of play dumb?
Play dumb and stay with the job she has.
Stay at this company and then let the boss get fired. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to mark you down for stay.
Okay, I like it.
I know, I was like, I'm completely opposite of everybody.
That's all right. That's why we're doing this.
Appreciate your take.
That's
exactly
why we're doing it. Danny, you have a great Tuesday. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You guys too.
Later,
Thanks,
Gator.
Danny.
Bye, Danny.
Ryan, Rye Guy, what's up?
Hello, hello. How's everyone doing this morning?
Well, we're super
good.
How are you, Ryan? That's more important. Everything good in your life?
Oh, yes. I just love Denver traffic. It might be my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. It's the best, huh? I could sit in it all day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ryan, well, it gives you more time to listen to us, so.
Yay.
True.
That's Thank why you. I love it.
Yay.
Hey, Ryan.
That's the attitude, Rye Guy.
Josh, give him $100.
Okay. Yeah, right. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Ryan, what are your thoughts for Emma?
Look, Emma, who is to say that the boss is even telling the truth? He might just be blowing smoke and say, no, if you stay, you're totally going to get this promotion. He might be lying. He might be like, yeah, I'm going to lie to this girl and make her think that she's going to get this promotion because she's been here so long and we need her. And if she stays, she might get screwed over. So I would go to the new job. And if I know
funny.
People have said if she loves her job so much, she should stay. But if she loved it that much, she wouldn't have been looking at a new job anyway.
See, Ryan, I think a lot of people have been screwed over by bosses, and it's kind of showing through the calls.
Yeah.
Like, they don't trust their boss as far as they can throw them.
I didn't even think of this scenario that you just said, though.
Like a loyalty test.
Like,
almost.
Yes, like, yeah. Stay, stick around, we'll give you a raise. And then, like, a month down the road that she's still in her current position and nothing has happened. And then what?
Exactly. I mean, who knows that he's just, you know, he wants to fill her world with sunshine and rainbows. Everything's going to be great if you stay here. But he could just be lying. And if the her friend is so good at his or her job, then there's no reason to fire them as well. So I would, if I'm leaving the job, I would tell the friend, I would cause as much drama as possible.
Light that match and watch it burn. You make some great points. And honestly, like a lot of times when I come to work, I hand my paycheck back and I'm like, no, please pay me in sunshine and rainbows. That's what I want.
That's exactly right.
Some great
what
points,
else would
Ryan.
You want?
That's right. It's sunshine and rainbows.
That's what
buddy.
Makes the world go round.
That's right. Ryan, you are a good man. Thanks for calling this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Later,
thanks,
dude.
Ryan.
You too. Bye.
Bonnie.
Yes.
Yes, yourself. Good morning.
Yes, myself.
Hang on. Hi, Bonnie.
Okay, well, hang on. We got a bunch of time. No big deal. What are you doing?
Okay, so I was trying to get you on my Bluetooth, but not screw things up.
No, you sound fine. Don't.
Okay.
Don't change anything.
Don't. Okay.
All right, what are your thoughts?
I manage 26 employees, and I do not spend time with them outside of the office.
Smart.
Just so that I don't have situations like this.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't look like there's favorites, and it's hard to supervise your friends. You know, there's more to the story than what has been put out. There's absolutely more going on, because bosses don't just get fired. So there's more to the story. That's my only part. I would probably, if she likes the company and she likes who she works with, other than her boss, I mean, you know, including her boss, who's going to be gone, I would take the promotion. That's just me. But
you want her to take her boss's job and just be quiet about it?
I would take the boss's job.
Well,
yep,
and think,
just
I mean,
shut up and,
I'm kind of leaning towards that because she has been there for a decade.
It's
you know?
Easier to move up in the company than start all over in a new place, and you never know how it's going to work there. I mean, you might love it for a month, and then, you know, it all goes to pot.
Yeah,
so.
The devil you know, right?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
It might go to pot here, though, too. She might get the promotion and absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
It would get a commitment from, and it sounds like maybe it's a smaller company because it's the owner.
Yeah.
You know, so she's not going into corporate America, which is nice. You know, so it's just kind of a different thing. But I would absolutely go talk to the owner and be like, I need some square numbers from you. I need to know what my salary is going to be. I need to know stuff.
Yeah, get it in writing, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Be smart about it.
Bonnie, you're so smart.
Don't befriend your employees. Just don't. It just makes it.
I'm telling you, that's my thing. They're coworkers, not friends.
Well, but
yeah, but that's employees, bosses.
Exactly.
They're coworkers, not friends.
Jeremy hates us.
They're still a coworker. They're still a coworker.
Jeremy, whether you like it or not, we're besties.
We are besties.
We're besties.
Bonnie, out of those 26 people that you manage, do you want to fire any of them?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do.
Who? No.
She's like 20 of them.
No. I just have one that actually I don't even want to fire him. He's going on performance improve, but I just want him to get his poop in a group. So.
There we go.
Get his poop in a group.
Get it together.
It's a quote of the day.
That is the quote of the week. Bonnie, we're going to let you take your poop and get out of here.
Because I gotta go into my office.
All right, go to work. Bye, Bonnie.
Thanks, Bonnie. Bye.
Get your poop in a group.
That's the best way to say that phrase.
I'm gonna use that forever. All right, two more. We'll do Liz and Sarah. Hi, Liz.
Hi, JKJ.
Hey.
Hi, LIZ. All right. So, what are your thoughts?
Maybe I have trust issues, but if she doesn't actually have like a written offer in hand from her current the owner, I would take the offer you have in hand because it's her livelihood and her, you know, family or whatever. But that's at risk, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes friendships, like depending on if she's friends with the supervisors, how many other people there are she friends with, like her coworkers. Do you really want to be managing your coworkers that you're already friends with?
God, that's another good point. She might be like a pushover boss.
And would they respect her because she was their friend first, right?
Dang it, Liz. That's a solid point.
It's a solid point.
I love that point. You win.
Thanks.
Josh, send her $100.
Thanks.
I'm going to be broke after this part, man. What the heck?
Liz, you are very wise. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Bye. Thanks, Liz. Dang it, man.
I didn't even think about that.
That's swayed me. I'm done. Yeah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I sure can. Yeah. So you get the final word for Emma.
I'm excited, and I'm going to win because the grass is not always greener on the other side, and it's unknown that she has this offer at the other job. So it's nice that they were willing to offer her that, but she has her current job that's willing to invest in her and wants to keep her. So she already has that good relationship going. Yes, I agree that they didn't really put her in the best position. They probably weren't aware of that relationship from boss to employee, but I think if she's as close to this person as she says she is, then she should tell that person and give them a heads up. I think that's the right thing to do. And if she's as close as she says, then she's trusting that person not to, like, you know, you're telling them out of respect because you're close with them and you want them to line up something else so they're not blindsided. So you're giving them that opportunity, but, you know, giving them a heads up and trusting that they're not going to say anything. And if they do end up saying anything, then she should just be real to her current company and say, I'm sorry, I was close with that person. You put me in a weird position, but I think she should stay with that company.
All right. You want her to stick around. All right, Sarah, we have your vote. Thank you very much for calling.
Sure.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Sarah.
This
Bye.
Is such a conundrum, man. It's so tough. I feel bad for Emma. Like, seriously, that's hard to be put in that position.
It's hard, but she's also, I don't feel too bad for her because she's got two job opportunities sitting in front of her. Like, I don't feel that bad about it.
I feel bad for the boss,
both
right?
Sound pretty good. Yeah.
Both are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I am going to fall into camp, take the new job at the new company and move on and get all this nonsense out of your way and in your past.
Yeah.
I think
you don't need
this
drama. You don't need to stick around and have more drama. You don't need to stick around and have, like the Liz said, your current coworkers not like you as a boss or try to take advantage of you as a boss. I don't want any of that.
Well, I don't like the owner telling that they're going to fire
somebody.
I don't like that at all.
Same.
And there's numerous articles out there about how you should actually leave your job and move on every like 10 to 15 years to advance your career, your knowledge, your paycheck. They say that you leave so much money on the table.
When you're
you
at the same job.
Stay at the same job for 50 years. You need to advance and move and move and move and move, and you'll actually make more money and be more successful.
Well, you will make more money because at your current job, they're only going to give you a percentage of what you're already making. At a new job, they don't take that into consideration for the most part.
They just give you another offer.
This is what you're paid. Yeah, because this is what we think you're worth. So you're right. I think I'd also agree with that. Take the new job. I don't know if I, that's where I'm stuck. I don't know if I'd tell. I don't
I'm not going to tell.
If I'd tell, because it's not a good look for you. That could follow you in years to come. Even if you aren't at that job anymore, loose lips, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you
sink
could,
ships?
Yes. Did you make that up? They could find out at the new spot. Like you told the person they were going to get fired, we can't trust you. You can't keep secrets. Like,
it's like my backstory when I said that you knew people, and you just, you got to be quiet and focus on your career. And it's not your place to tell somebody they're being fired.
No.
It's not your place at all. So.
Nope.
Oh, Emma, this was a good one today.
It was. Yeah, thank you for everybody's input.
This was a good show wants to know.
It was.